One very great highlight of these days, but perhaps which we are missing out and which throws so much light on our lives, is the khutbah on Arafat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is now normally entitled the Farewell Sermon. And what advices Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave on that occasion. First of all, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, writes that we can't imagine the love that the Sahaba had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam announced that I'll be going for Hajj. As soon as that announcement was made, all the moths around the light from everywhere, from all the far parts or in the desert, the villages, where and where, people were all preparing and coming. That was one aspect that this parwana, these moths of the light, of how in the love of this light of Nabuwat and light of Hidayat, how they came, thronged around and came with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About, ulama write different numbers, around about 144,000 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gathered in Arafat on this occasion, coming from all parts. Maulana Ali Mia Sahab, Jazahumullah Khair, has highlighted one very, very important aspect that it's not known, even in these times, with all this technology, the amount of detail of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was recorded by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and which is on record till today, after more than 1400 years, his whole life. And particularly about the Hajjatul Wada. For example, Maulana Ali Mia Sahab rahmatullah Ali says that which Sahaba gave itar to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use, the close Sahaba who were in khidmat, and what kind of itar they gave. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied it, in his beard, did he apply it on his forehead, where he applied it is all on in detail on record. Everything of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on record. Maulana Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes that how the Sahaba had recorded everything of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. For example, ourselves, we ask ourselves that what's your father's name? Inshallah everyone will know. Grandfather's name, almost everyone will know also. Great-grandfather, there is doubt in there. And great-great-grandfather, we won't know also. And we won't know any further detail. Ulama have written, Allah make us maaf, to learn, that's the view of some ulama, to learn the lineage of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is faraz on every Muslim. That is, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father was, who his father was, to learn this is faraz, the ulama have written, some ulama. And if we ask ourselves, how far can we go? But even so, today if we ask any person that, what did your father like in the morning, first thing when he woke up, what should he have, what should he like? Most probably will say, we don't know, we never thought about it. At last, at night, the last thing, what was it that he used to do? Whenever he used to go on a journey, if he should go on journeys, what, how should he prepare, etc. Many of these things we won't know of our own father. But of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, everything is on record. In full detail, everything is on record. So this is the love the Sahaba had for Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us today when it's just for us to read it up. And then to take out the time to learn it. Today there also we've got lot of time for other things. One particular thing in our time, unfortunately or fortunately, we have to harp on it all the time, the cell phone. The amount of time that we have got for the cell phone and for the messages that are coming and messages that we have to make. But for our deen, for our to know about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll find ourselves very, very weak in that. So all these aspects, they build the iman and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much more we will have of this, then that love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come, and then perhaps we can get some idea of what the love the Sahaba had for Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We just mentioned that incident again, that one great buzurg was really a pious, genuine, righteous, great buzurg. But it came in his heart and he made this claim, and Allah does not like a claim to be made by a person. He said that, I also love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum loved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That night he saw a dream that a horse and cart is going, and he's sitting in the cart at the back with four other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The horse and cart goes on a decline where there are cobbles, stones, and it's going out of control. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting in front. Then somebody makes an announcement, the cart is in great danger, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life is in danger. So you should stop that cart immediately. So immediately he thought, I must get four stones, big boulders, and put them by the wheels. While I was thinking that, the four Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum put their bodies down there. So immediately they put their bodies down there. Then he said, I realized that I haven't got one iota of the love which the Sahaba had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I haven't got one iota of that love. And any foreign envoy that had come and met with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, particular thing they noticed, the love the Sahaba, the respect the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this love and adab, respect, took them very, very far. And unfortunately, we perhaps are completely on the opposite side of this. Everything they used to give preference to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So we'll just read a few points of this Hajjatul Wada and what great lessons they are for us. The details, of course, ulama have written in great detail. And this also Allah give us tawfiq to try and refresh it all the time. So, yeah, on the plains of Arafat, which will be this year, Thursday, Yawmul Khamis. And with all the Sahaba gathered, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he said that it looks like we will not meet again after this. On this place here, we will not meet again. So that we can just imagine what it must have, what went through the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum at that time. Also, we might think also that we are quite advanced today, that we have got a mic system, and with it the voice is relayed so far and so many people, but 144,000, 150,000 people. And just by voice, we find in the later times, the great muhaddithin, they used to give their lessons, and 10,000, 20,000, 80,000 people, no mic system. Somebody else will relate that, and it would be carried. And with perfection that words will be carried. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words till today are recorded, and Quran Sharif we know. Then we can perhaps even understand what authenticity and what perfection Quran Sharif is preserved. When the hadith was preserved in this way. And all those people, they got the exact words properly. Allahu Akbar. How Allah Ta'ala has preserved our deen for us. If we can make some effort, and mashallah, today there are many of our young ulama who in what fields they are making great, great efforts. We all should also make niyat to make our children ulama, and make this niyat that let them go in the special causes and learn the details of these things. There's lot to learn about our deen and to make the public aware of these things. And if we will do it, the true deen will inshallah become more and more alive all the time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O people, I don't think we will meet again in such a gathering. This is our last meeting for together. Yeah, in this world, there with the Sahaba, and he said that doesn't look. And at the same time, this must have put so much of consciousness in them to record everything. This is a farewell message also. And this is going to be the lubab, the sum total of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings of 23 years. Now he's going to give them the final lessons for of this year. Then he tells the Sahaba that your blood, property and honor are forbidden for one another, just as the holy city is sanctified for you on this day of this month. How Makkah Sharif, they had great respect even in the days of Jahiliyyah. And even the people of Jahiliyyah, they had great respect for the Kaaba Sharif, for Makkah Sharif. And so your blood, you cannot take anyone else's blood. anyone else's wealth, anyone else's respect. Just if we can understand today, how don't we take the respect of the wife? What then, what don't we tell her? What doesn't she also speak back? Because there isn't this respect and adab that is there. And today our children, back chatting is nothing for them. And it's in many places, the teachers who start get shocked how the children speak back on their faces today. All this because we didn't make them aware. We didn't imbibe the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and then we didn't teach them the respects which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has taught us. And how children should respect their parents. Parents have to respect the children in that way, not what we call respect, but also don't speak anything like that by which they lose respect in front of you, or how you speak in front of your children, etc. And that you will, you are to appear before Allah, and you will have to account for your deeds. If this reality comes to us, you will have to account for your deeds before Him. When one time Maulana Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib was the Mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband, and with some of the senior ustads of Deoband, they were performing Taraweeh Namaz. They came right to the end now, and he read this ayat, Yawma Tubla Sarair, the day when the secrets will open up. And he repeated this ayat with so much of feeling, they fell down, they fell unconscious. And he kept on repeating the ayat all the time. What the condition came on them. So when these realities will come on to us, that to stand, we are going to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. And this also, after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had made so much effort on the iman of the Sahaba, that if they say that if we had to see Jannat and Jahannam with our eyes, it should not have increased our iman one bit. So much yaqeen and iman they had on the reality and the life of the akhirat. So, how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam trained them, and now he reminds them of this again. I urge upon you not to go astray after my death, and thereby cut one another's throats again. And just a short while before that 23 years, what was the condition of the Arabs? 23 years is not that long time, but what a transformation. And how Allah's unseen help was with them. Wherever they went, the unseen help of Allah Ta'ala was with them all the time. And they observed the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and they were an embodiment of Deen, of Islam, Quran Sharif, embodiment of the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O you who believe, keep in mind, I trample upon all the past deeds committed during the pre-Islamic period of Jahiliyyah. Whatever was in the past, it's all now forgotten, it's finished. So much so, it goes on to say that a person who had killed one of the close family members of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and for which at least at the final resort, blood money was now payable. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I make it maaf. Interest. And Hazrat, the uncle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who they were doing, before that it was not forbidden. They should lend out money on interest, etc. And the amount that was due to him, Allah reward the ulama, some have worked it out. It works into trillions of dollars and pounds of our time. And that also at one stroke of a word, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's my maaf. We won't take all that interest. Trillions and trillions of dollars, of pounds, we can't remember the exact figure, but what a huge figure it is. And just on that one day it was made. Who can do this? It's not the work of an ordinary human being. When a person has that iman on Allah, and when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to the Sahaba there, we can imagine what effect it had for them, on them. And then one very important point Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam highlighted, O you believers, stand in awe of Allah in taking care of your wives, for they were solemnized as your wives in the holy name of Allah. In the name of Allah, your wives became halal for you. A wife, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, we should learn a great lesson. She is uprooted from her roots. Where she grew up with her brothers, sisters, everything. Now she gives herself over to a strange man. Completely strange man, just in the name of Allah. She has become halal for him. So we should make qadr that she has left everything. Today we find people getting married and the bride goes away overseas also. Sometimes nearby, in the same town, nearby towns in the country, but sometimes overseas also. Now she leaves her whole family for your sake. And all this is just in the name of Allah, she became halal. So respect the name of Allah. And all three ayat that are commonly read, that are normally read in the nikah khutbah, are all about this taqwa. And about that you have made this wife halal in the name of Allah Ta'ala. So we should take care of them. And at the same time again, now this is also all of these days that we should take this lesson. How are we treating our wives? What is our relationship in the home with the family, etc.? All these things also we should take, we should consider. Then with regard to our servants, we don't need the laws of the country really. If we are those true Muslims, then how we would treat our servants, they would all have been Muslims by now. If like in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those slaves that lived in the home, slaves, but they all accepted Islam. They saw the Islam at close range. They did not have to read about it. They did not have to hear about it. But they saw it practiced. And as far as that is concerned, we with ourselves, we don't live as Muslims. With our family members, we don't live as Muslims. If a wife will say, but my husband, how he lies. Wife or husband will say about the wife, how she lies. And our backbiting, that has got no limit whatsoever. All these things, they are supposed to be very far. So this the khutbah which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given on this occasion has got great, great lessons for us to learn. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned about the rights of the husband. The wife must also fulfill the rights of the husband. Where the wives must fulfill, husbands must fulfill the rights of the wife, wives must fulfill the rights of the husband. Yeah, we hear it so much, we say it so much, but we fall prey to it and guilty again, that we won't be asked on the day of Qiyamah whether the wives fulfilled our rights. But yet we go on harping and demanding our rights still all the time. And the wives won't be asked whether the husband fulfilled their rights, but they will be asked whether they fulfilled the husband's rights. But we just keep on talking, hearing, but we still don't change our ways. It's Allah give us tawfiq to try to change our ways, inshallah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the importance of the Quran Sharif. And what a kitab, the Quran Sharif itself in many places in the Quran explains what a grand kitab it is. Came from Allah Ta'ala first of all. How great is not that? Brought by the Malaika, the security of the Malaika, and brought by the king of the Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And the speech of Allah, nobody ever has been able to match it in one simple word also. And then the Quran Sharif that came down on the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how great and honorable. These words are so great and honorable. Whoever believes in the Quran Sharif as required, may Allah give us tawfiq. Allah makes that person also great and honorable. And then a person who practices on the Quran Sharif, Allah makes that person also very great and honorable. So everything associated with the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reminded the ummah on this occasion of Hajjatul Wada, what the great, great message of the Quran Sharif is and the status of the Quran Sharif. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, there will be no Nabi after me and no ummah after you. Listen, you must bow before Allah and pray your five times a day, namaz. All the basic essentials of our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to them. Hajj, etc., zakat, hajj, roza, Ramadan, all that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be questioned about me also on the day of Qiyamah. That, tell me, what shall you answer? That whether I delivered the message or not. And we know that Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave any stone unturned. It could be at any time somebody wanted to know about deen, he was present. Not now is my aram time, sleeping time. Not now I'm busy in something else or anything. But for deen, he was present all the time. And mashallah, today also there are ulama like that. May Allah bless us all with that quality. Whenever they are called, they are ready. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, once around about 2-3 o'clock in the at night, or a bit earlier, a lady came knocking on the door. Her daughter or somebody was going for delivery. So she wanted a taweez to make the delivery easy. And he says, I was in need of a ghusl. So I first took my ghusl, then I wrote the taweez and I gave it. If it was we, what will we? So these people were on call all the time. And that is the qualities that Allah bless us with. We just our little bit comfort. We can't change our times a little bit. Allah give us tawfiq. Maulana Musa Saab, Lorgat, gave a talk now to the students. And a very, very important point he had mentioned, that to sleep after Fajr is very, very unhealthy, undesirable. He said, first of all the barakat is gone. Once you sleep after Fajr, all the barakat is gone. And then you become lazy. And once you have become, and you become stupid, he says. The person who sleeps after Fajr. And unfortunately, this is all our common practice, especially now with summer coming. Then we all want to sleep after Fajr. Especially if we have to sleep, try and sleep after Ishraq. Try not to sleep before Ishraq time. If we have to take a little nap, take it after Ishraq. Otherwise, this is a very blessed time. And unfortunately, many of us, we just, this time goes just like that. Then all the Sahaba, they replied in unison. And how, what that must have been. قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ. And how these words are just all the time resounding at Rozai Mubarak also. A person who prepares a little, and how happy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be that my ummati till today is giving the same evidence that I have conveyed the message I've done it. And also we should take note that after all the sacrifices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in what ease and comfort Allah has put him now. We usually want ease and comfort now immediately, and we don't worry of the later times. But a person who is wise will look at the comfort of later, which is eternal and which is so much more superior. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also put that. But we just want now. I'm feeling hungry now. I must get to eat whatever it is. People around me are hungry. I'm not worried about them. But I must get my food. I won't share also with them. Whereas they were such that they always worried of the other people. They could stay hungry. We can't even imagine it. They stayed hungry and fed the other people. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of all this, after they gave evidence, then he said, convey the message unto those who are not present here. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. Those who are not present, convey the message to them. According to some people, it is said that the Sahaba from there, a great number went out from Arafat there, and they went and gave the message after completing the Hajj, etc. They went in the four corners of the world. Consequently, we see, which is a hard fact, that in Jannatul Baqi, some thousands of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are buried. And of the other Sahaba, which numbered more than 144,000, these were the numbers which ulama gave, which came for Hajjatul Wada. But the others who didn't, where are they all buried? And today you travel almost any part of the world, especially the Middle East, how far, far. And Allah reward those ulama who have drawn those maps, and they've shown the routes they had taken. We can't believe it, on camel back, and how they traveled in those days. On foot they traveled to learn one hadith. On camel back they went till as far as China to go and give the message of Islam. Right up to Istanbul, all these places, Persia, Roman Empire, everywhere they went, right up to Egypt and all the north of Africa. all these places, how they reached, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And if you try and work out the figures and that how many Sahaba on one journey, and then arrangement for 5 times namaz, arrangement for eating, arrangement for sleeping, and they are traveling all the time. Your mind doesn't work how they had achieved all this. And all this comes when a person strives in that way, Allah Ta'ala opens on a person. And till today, there are those ulama who, mashallah, work so much. We to read one kitab, it takes us perhaps a month or more even to read. Whereas they finish it in one night. And still they are normal. And they're still carrying on with all their duties and everything. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to move in this direction and to prepare inshallah.